Well, welcome to the month of February. Thanks for being one of our partners in ministry, and we just thank God for all that He is doing. And I got a bunch of dates to give you, so get your pen and paper handy, because I want you to write these dates down. They're really important. The first one is our Valentine's Getaway Weekend at the Lone Star Mountain Inn, Friday night starting at 6 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's going to be a wonderful time. Our student is going to be providing some entertainment for you. It's just going to be a fun, special, romantic weekend. So come on over and celebrate with us at the Lone Star Mountain Inn. And then on the 16th, Saturday the 16th, I'll be preaching at Abundant Life Church in Sarasota, Florida, two services on Sunday morning. And if you're in the Sarasota area, please come out and worship with us at Abundant Life Church. You'll love it. My good friend, Pastor Vern Silk, is the pastor, and they're in their new sanctuary. I want you to see it, experience it, and it's going to be a great, great day. And on the 18th, at the Carlisle Inn in Sarasota, we're going to have our gala banquet, and we'd love for you to be there if you're in the area. You can go online and register. Go to wingfieldministries.org and sign up to be a part of our gala. You can fill a table for us if you'd like, or you just come. But register so we'll know about food and tables and all of that. So that's on the 18th at the Carlisle Inn in Sarasota, Florida. And then on the 23rd, Saturday the 23rd, I'll be preaching at Sarasota Community Church on Sunday morning. That's the 23rd. And then on the 26th, at the beautiful Ritz-Carlton Golf Course in Sarasota, we'll have our annual golf outing. And if you're a golfer, if you want to put together a foursome, but do it quick because we're getting filled up. You can register online, sign up online, pay online. We'd love for you to be a part of that. And then we're into the month of March. And our first getaway weekend in March is our Maple Festival Getaway Weekend at the Lone Star Mountain Inn. That's the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Most importantly, though, I want you to pray. God has opened so many doors for us. Pray for our One Life students as they finish up this year. They'll be finishing up the first week in May, and we're getting filled up for next year. So if you've got a high school graduate or junior that's coming up this year, bring them over and let them see it, visit it, be a part of it. But most important, pray. We've got two big events coming up in Africa, one in May, one in August. I'll tell you about that later. But be praying daily that God will open many doors of opportunity. We're hoping to do at least three races this year. In North Wilkes-Barre, Rockingham, and Martinsville, Virginia. So we'll keep you posted on that. So God bless you. Thank you for your prayers.
Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
In Titus chapter 3, verse 14, we read these words from the Apostle Paul. Our people must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good in order that they may provide for daily necessities and not live unproductive lives. What do you take away from that? You know, we hear a lot about the work ethic that has made America great, and then I hear people talking about the lack of work ethic in our day, and I think how, as a Christian, should we live that out? You know, we're saved by grace through faith, that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, lest any of us should boast. But because we are followers of Christ, we should be people that are known for devotion, faithfulness in what we do. We ought to do what we do with a degree of excellence. We ought to always give it our best shot. And I would hope if you are an employer or you're an employee that you're living that out, because that's one of the ways that we reflect the fact that we have been bought with a price. We are no longer our own. In other words, I'm not working for a paycheck. I am working for Jesus, not to earn anything, but because I love Him, I want to represent Him well in what I do, what I say, how I go about my business. And I think that's what Paul is reminding Titus to remind all of us to do. So live that out today. And have a great day, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.